Tanarabbanan. Last sugya before the Mishnah is the sugya of the Sula Almana, which actually we learned the Etzem Din in the Mishnah. The Mishnah said at the end that a Besula Almana, a woman who was married and became either a Besula or Gerusha before she had Bia, so she's still a Besula, she nevertheless only gets a 100 Amana for a Sula. Question is why, and maybe I think from this Gemara we'll come out with an understanding of why. A woman gets married. There are witnesses that she was never be'yichud with her husband. Inami nisra v'loishasa k'day bia. Or she was be'yichud but not longer after k'day bia. Ein ha'sheni yachalit and tenis besulim shara conservation. There's no Tainis Besulim, Shaharei Konsarishim. What does that mean? What does that mean? Are they even telling the truth or are they not telling the truth? They either are telling the truth or not telling the truth. What are we talking about here? Aiden come and they say Loi Nistara. And now the second one marries her. So the second one has no Tainis Besulim, Shaharei Konsarishim. Who cares Konsarishim? They have two Aiden. It's a way of the law. Sure. Do you understand?
Not enough.
Two items is not enough. Back. You ever hear such a thing? Two items is not enough.
Put back original position.
Actually, look at the bottom Rashi. Shara Konsarishin. All of Ladash and Nevala. That's what Rashi says. He should know that there was a bia. I ate it. He should have known there was a bia. So we're going to have to explain, and the truth is, there's more than one way to explain. Let's just see the shakl v'tari of the Gemara. Amar Rava, Zaysay Meris. Concept of Cheskos Pesulah, and then says Bula, Yesh Lepsuv Amar. To Raya from here to Rav Sheshes that we had yesterday. The concept of Cheskos Pesulah, and then says Bula, she gets a mana. That there's no, it's not considered mekatos. So Rava assumes that the chasin hears Adam, she's a psula, and finds out she's a bula. That's why you get a month. Rav Ashi Amino. Really, if you machnas a woman, mecheskes psula, and it's a bula, then it's mekatos. Shari hacha, shari konsarish. And here it's different, shaharei konsarish. Of Taisus, Shani Hafa Shari Conservation. So this Taisus, the third Taisus on the page, the shortest one on the page, but the most. The Taisus here is the key to understanding what's going on. You have two Adim that say that a woman was Loi Nevala, and yet we give her only a man and not Suba. Why? The Taisus, Shani Hafa Shari Conservation, Adaita de Bu'ula Nisus. He married her, Adaita de Ba'ula. Bafagav de Edom Edom Shalai Nebala, Ein Nei Saimach Alza. Me'acher Shalai Yenisuin, Ba'savar de Lishvacha Armimke. What does that mean? He thinks, you know, he wants to marry this woman. He tries to find information about her. The Taisus is saying that when you ask Shidduch information, people lie. The Taisus is saying. He thinks, you know why they're saying that there was no yichud? They want someone to marry her. She's never chal amana, and it's hard for her to find a good shidduch. So they tell people, oh, there was no yichud, or there was yichud not right bia, not mandia, and the meila will find somebody to marry her. But the husband knows this. The person who has information knows. So he knows not to trust the eidim. So the meila. He knows that she's probably a ba'ula, so it's not a mekatos, and then there's no problem. No place to say. There ain't no places. See, the question is this. The question here is, we have two eidim say loy nevala. Do we believe the eidim or don't we believe the eidim? I never had an assurance that we don't believe two Eidim. Unless they're Eidim against them, unless they're Eidim, like Abedavim. I think we don't believe the Eidim. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger learns in Tosfos that really we believe the Eidim. We believe the Eidim and we assume that she's a Besula. If you want to know what Bezdin believes the Eidim. And Bezdin believes that she's a Besula. Just if it turns out she's a Ba'ula, he can't tie in the Mekatos. Because we say that even though we believe the Eidim, the Chassan didn't believe. The Chassan who married a woman who was previously married, and when he gets information, they say, oh, she was never near Bala. He takes it with a grain of salt. He knows that it may very well not be so. So the Chassan, when he married her, can't tie it to Mekatos. She's a Ba'ula. The Mekatos, she's a Ba'ula. Because we assume that the Eidim accepted that she's a Ba'ula when he got married to her. Because he thinks the Shvach Haimim came. But really, the truth is, she was never near Ba'ula to her first husband. If now she's a Ba'ula, she must have fooled around with someone else some other time. Because we believe the Eidim. This is how Rabbi Akiva Eiger learns Shita Taisa. So the Kivagra explains, why doesn't she get Masayim? If so, why doesn't she get a Ksuv of 200? We really believe the Eidim. Why don't we give her 200? So the Kivagra says that it's a light plug in the Takana of Almana. Almana always gets 100. Kivagra just says that it's a light plug. We could explain it that it's Batulchina. We mentioned the Svara. That Lamaisa is not as much chayin to marry a woman that was previously married, even if she is a basula. Whether that's the reason or not, Rabbi Akiva Eiger gives this reason. This is one way to learn the sugya. This is, for me, a much more comfortable way. Because pshat is, we really believe the Eid. We just assume that the chassan did. The Ritva learns the Feirish differently. Ritva learns the Feirish that we don't believe the Eidim. What does it mean we don't believe Eidim? We always do. There's a concept that if when you see something you don't know it's important, it's lava daite. A person, at the time he sees it, doesn't know it's an important thing. We say lava daite, a person doesn't really concentrate. For example, those of you who learned Yeridaya, if you stir a fleishig of pat with a milk spoon, you don't know it's a milk spoon. You stir it, took it out, then you notice it's milk. You have to measure shishim against the spoon. Now you tell the Rav, I only put the spoon in until this spot in the spoon. I only shishim until this point in the spoon. You say, lava daite, you remember how far you stuck the spoon into the pat? At the time, you weren't concentrating on it. You thought it's a flesh of a spoon and a flesh of a pan. You thought it doesn't matter. So if you thought it does not matter, so it's lava daite. The language kol milsa, the lay ramye alay de inish, lava daite. Anything the lay ramye alay de inish that a person doesn't know is important, lava daite, he doesn't concentrate on. So in the Yeridaya, even though in Yeridaya and Eirechad is believed, but you're not an aid if you thought it's insignificant. Similar thing here, the Ritva says that at the wedding they didn't know this man is going to go and die immediately. So they know, they kept track of whether, they didn't keep track of whether there was or was not a Yichud. And now they're saying, we watched her the whole time, she was never Miyachid. Maybe she was Miyachid with her husband. You would notice. So Mimela, the Eidim Ataka not believe. So this is a place in Shas, later it's called, where Eidim are not believed. Because we say about the Eidim that the Eidim are making a mistake. And that seems to be Rashi Shita. Rashi at the bottom said, Allah Badasha Nibala. He should have known she was Nibala.
Why can't they concentrate?
But why would they be detectives? It's a normal wedding. The first wedding, nothing happened abnormal until the chassan died. Something was a regular chassan. They watched her every minute to see my nibbah. They didn't react with her husband. yachid, and they think about. Now they're thinking back, but they don't remember.
Aren't there no ladies like that?
What?
Anything that happened?
Usually, if you see Ruvain Kalshim, and you know it's significant. B'shas Ma'ariv. You see someone steal, you know it's significant. But here, it doesn't seem to matter if it's worth that. So we have a machlokes the Ritva and Rashi probably held by the Ritva and Tosfos, at least the way we keep Eger understands Tosfos. One nachgamina is the Shiloh Rabbi Akiva Eger was asked. Rabbi Akiva Eger was asked, there was a Maisa, not a Shalom Maisa, there was a man who was marrying a woman that had gotten married, and the way then that there was never a yichud and the husband died, not a Shalom case. The Masada Kedushin realized that this chassan thinks he's marrying a basula. But he realized this chassan really believes it. You really believe marrying a basur? So he asked Rabbi Akiva Eger, is he mechuyev to notify the chassan that we consider her to be a ba'ula? Because we're saying that when it's an almana, a basula almana, we don't believe she's a basula. So the lashon of the shayla there is he mechuyev to notify? Shouldn't be a mekach tos the whole way. On the other hand, it'll make a machlaikis, the chassan will be very upset. Yes, Rabbi Akiva Eger about to do. So Rabbi Akiva Eger names on that the halacha is like Tosfos, and that we consider a basula. You don't have to tell the chassan anything. What we're saying is that if later on she turns out to be a basula, it's not a mekach tos, because we assume the husband knew it's possible. But we believe she's a basula. I didn't say she's a basula. We believe it. So Rabbi Akiva Eger passed, you don't have to tell them. Second nafkamina, says in the Shita Mekubetzes on the Mishnah. What happens if a man marries a besula salmana? How much is the besula? Marries a besula almana, so the besula is 100. Right? Besula almana, so he marries her in an assuin. He gives her besula of 100. And then he's buying her the first night, and she has besula. He sees that she has besula. Is he required now to change the ksuba to 200? Because he saw she has the ksuba. Or not? According to Rabbi Akiva Eger, she only gets 100, even though she's a ksuba. That's the halacha. The light log, every almana gets 100. You get 100 and that's it. According to the Ritva Rashi, the only reason we give her 100 is because we assume we assume she's a ba'ula. If in fact it comes out she's a basula, so then we'll have to give her 200. That's what the Shita says. The Shita says that if he finds out that she's a basula, he'd have to give 200. So there's a tremendous afkamina between the two mahalchim in the way you learn the Mishnah. If Pshat is a basula salmana, we be'emes assume is not a basula. The way the Rashi seems to learn the Ritva and the Shita, and the way Tosfos learns, or the Kibbeg or Pashas this way, we believe she's a Basula. We trust the Eid. I think it would be many other Nafkaminas would probably be telling this. One Nafkamina, the Fira, Pashas Nafkamina would be Shabbat Prophet. Do we believe she's a basula, or do we believe she's a ba'ul? What do you do now for the week of Sheva Brach? Huh? What? Well, if there's dam, you mean he'll know. Okay, but not every beggar, you don't always know. Many women don't have dam anyway, because they're old. What do you do with Sheva Brach?
The Brach on the Tala, if you don't want to do
it. Yeah, it's the Brach on the Tala, if you're not entitled. Not entitled to the end of the Brachah of Atala. So the Simcha is 3 days, the Brachah is 1 day. Right, Brachah is 1 day for Almana Ba'ula. So what do you do? So there's a Bach. The Bach says that she gets 7 Yemei Simcha. And he's medayik, because the Shulchan Aruch, when it brings the 7 days, and one day, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't say almana, he says ba'ula. A ba'ula gets 1 day, it gets 3 days, a ba'ula gets 3 days, and a besula gets 7. So the Bach is medayik, this is the way we pass it, that if she knows, she's the whole purpose of sympathy is a mayor part. She knows she's a basula, so then she gets 7 days. It's not telling other people. So the Bach says he gets 7 days. Oh, one sec. That's 7 days of sympathy. But some cipher has a tshuva. I believe tshuva kufchav gimel, the end of Seif Simen kufchav gimel. Evan has it. He's medayik, he makes a beautiful diyuk. The Shulchan Aruch says the word ba'ula and not almana when it talks about yemei simcha. When it talks about yemei bracha, it says a psula gets 7 days of brachas and an almana gets 1 day of bracha. Okay. And here it doesn't say ba'ula, here it says almana. That's the same cipher. Because Lagabe Simcha, that's between him and her. Bracha, other people have to make a bracha. That's already other people. Do other people will assume that if she was an almana, that she's not a basula. Other people will assume she's not an almana, assume she's a basula. It's just she's an almana, assume she's not a basula. So bracha is only 1 day, some say for past. That's in the regular case of a basula almana. So that bracha is 1 day and simcha is 7 days. She gets simcha like a besula. Besula depends on her. And bracha, which is telling other people. Now, what will happen if Eidim will come and say she's a besula alman? That's what she says. If you have mamish Eidim, Eidim say she's a besula alman. So she gets 7 days of bracha. That'll be telling and it's not like it. According to the Ritva, you don't believe the Eidim. So only gets 1 day of bracha. According to our Taisvist, the way Rabbi Akiva Eger paskens, we do believe the Eidim. If we do believe the Eidim, she gets 7 days of bracha. Is that a gigantic, tremendous nafkamina? There's another nafkamina regarding a Kayan sister. Kayan's sister dies. Is he allowed to be metame to her? Kayan's sister dies. Only lachaisa habesula. The pasuk says, "Metame." He's allowed to be metame lachaisa habesula. What happens if his sister was married and they aided him that there was no yichud, and then the husband died? We find in Halacha Machlekes Rishayim. The Ramban says that he's allowed to be Mitame Tar, and the Ritva says not. The Ritva says he cannot be Mitame. Chayes Pashit that the Ritva is Lishitasai. The Ritva Lishitasai says we don't believe the Eid. Most of the Lay Rani Lay Dei Nishalav Adaita, we don't believe the Eid. So we assume she's a ba'ula. So now her brother cannot be metame to her. The Ramban, who says that the brother could be metame to her, is probably going to Shittasai, is going probably Shittasaisis, that we do believe the Eid. Why shouldn't we believe it? So what do we have now? Four nafkaminas, I think. We can beg a shaila. You have to tell the chassid that you know we assume she's a ba'ula. The first night he sees she's a besula, does he have to give her 200? The Sheva Brachas Nafkamina. The Kayin, we have now the Kayin Nafkamina. And we have another Nafkamina which we're going to have on Daf Chaf Tes. For those of you who are going to Taisus there, if you have a, you know that a Nara Besula gets a Knas. Nara Besula is entitled to a class if somebody is an Anisa. What's the din about such a woman. She got married. She's an almana besula. Two Eidim say she's a besula, an almana, and now somebody is ma'anisar. Does she get mass like a besula or not? So Taisvis later, what would Taisvis be when she tassai? Does she get a knas? She says Taisvis. You believe the Eidim like Taisvis? Like Taisvis, you believe the Eidim. The Taka Taisvis on Chavtes says that she gets a knas. The Rambam says you don't get a knas. Not entitled. The Taisvis Lashitasai says that we believe the Eidim entitled to knas. The Rambam apparently is going with the Ritva Shita and the Rashi Shita and says that we do believe the Eidim. So now we get no knas. Ritva says we do not believe the Eidim. Ritva says, why Rabbi Eli Lavadai? We don't believe the Eidim. So we assume she's a Bula. So maybe she can't get a knas. But it's not coming. So these are all not convenient, it's all the same thing. Do we believe Eidim in such a case, in such a situation? And this is the Chalukadeus between them. Kiveger is in Chalik Beis of his Truvas, Truva Nun Aleph. He does not bring all these not convenient, he just brings his okay, let's see Vaita in the Gemara. To Shani Haka Shaykin Savisha. Frank the Gemara. Nechosh Shema Tachtav Zinsa. What's the Kasha? The Nechosh Shema Tachtav Zinsa. Who's the Kasha on? What's the Kasha? The Nechosh, let's be afraid. Maybe she was Mizana with somebody else, Tachtav, between Harrison and Asuin. So watch fair. What does Rashi say? Nechosh tachtav a brisa parach. The brisa says, "Ein hasheni yachol litn tanis besulim." Nechosh shema tachtav zinsa. Okay, what does that mean? That was bichayshish. Maybe she was mizana tachas the second husband. Taka the brisa say, "Ein hasheni yachol litn tanis besulim." That's bichayshish shema tachtav zinsa. Follow? Kasha on the brisa. Right? Shad, the Nechosh Shema Tachtav Zinsa, the Kasha and the Braisa. How could the Braisa say she has no time as Mesulam? Maybe it's Mazana Tachtav. That's how Rashi learns. Taisis Venechosh, middle of Taisis, Nirulari, Ravashi Parah. Not a Kasha and the Braisa. Not a Kasha. It's Kasha and Ravashi. Ravashi said that Shani Halkashai conservation. It's a kasha on him. What do you mean, Shari Kansarishai? Who says Lefisha Kansarishan? Maybe she was Mizana. So Rashi and Taisus, why does Taisus learn it's not a kasha on the Braisa? Why does it's not a kasha on the Braisa? Because Taisus learns the Braisa is only saying, Eni Yachal Lithin Titus Besulim, Magadi Diksuba. Eni Yachal Lithin Titus Besulim. That Magabi Niksuba, he can't have a Tainas Besula. Maybe Magabi's Nussi does. Bryce didn't talk about it. So in the neighborhood, there's no Kasha on the Bryce. It's only a Kasha on Ravashi. At any rate, the Gemara answers, Kagain, Shanichnasa, I'm sorry. Amar Rav Shradnya, Kagan Shekiddush Obal Altar, it was Kedushin and Bia right away. Kedushin and Bia right away. And the Mela, it's not possible that Tachtav Zinsa. Okay, good. The second Lashon, Ika Damasni Lamas Nisim, the same Gemara on our Mishnah. What's the difference between the Shainim? The first Lashon is on the Braisa, the second Lashon is on the Mishnah. Well, what's the significant difference in the Mishnah and the Braisa? Mishnah said, "Besula amar of Mishkot Menah." Besula, Besula, Amanav, Eimot Tanis Besula. Besula, Mishkachas La, Hashnis La Lachop Olay Nevala. What is what? The Eidim. What? The difference is Eidim, right? The Braisa said that they are Eidim. This Gemara, this Lashon doesn't say anything about Eidim. Why would I assume, according to the second Lashon, If they are Eidim, what will be the din? Huh? But the second Lashon, we're not saying they are Eidim. I think in the second Lashon we'll assume that if they are Eidim, what's the din? And we believe the Eidim. The second Lashon doesn't agree with it. This whole Ritzvah is all the first Lashon. The second Lashon probably would assume that if they are Eidim, we would trust the Eidim. So therefore, the first and second Lashon argue if you trust the Eidim or not. That's what we're going to think about. First Lashon, second Lashon are arguing, do you trust the Eidim or not? If so, what's the rule? We always pass them like which Lashon? Huh? We're talking about the second Lashon. So if the second Lashon disagrees on the Eidim point, so the whole thing I told you in the beginning of Shir is not making a La'alach. La'alach, we're passing it to the second Lashon. The second Lashon doesn't say anything about Eidim. This whole Ritzvah and Taisus Machlaikis is on the first Lashon. And it's not a Machlaikis in the second Lashon. So the second Lashon, of course we trust Eidim, no Machlaikis. It's only the first Lashon that we don't trust Eidim. That would seem to be a glatter way to learn the Sugya. That's even more because the Rith and Rambam found that price of Eidim. It's a Raya, because they talk about the second Lashon. If you are Eidim, we trust the Eidim. This is the way, it seems to be the grosser way to learn. The Kiva Eger says no. Kiva Eger writes in the first words of that tshuva that you can't do that. You can't take a Beferish of Brisa and say, we don't pass like the Brisa because the second Lashon didn't bring it. A Brisa is Tanoim. We don't know any other Tanoim will argue. And therefore, Rabbi Kiva Eger says that even though the two Lashonis argue, they don't argue at this point. And Allah halacha, even if you are Eidim, what the first person said still stands. And therefore, all the things I told you remain. All these nafkaminas. That's how you learn the first price. What? Kivaker's point is that although the second Lashon does not bring that if you are Eidim will be the same din, it doesn't say the opposite. It doesn't say the second Lashon. If you'll be Eidim, it'll be different. It just talks about cases without Eidim.
So,
okay, so let's get to that. But the Kidegger makes this point that even the halacha, we would task him like the first Lashon, that even if they are Eidim, like the Ritzvah, we assume she's a Ba'ula, like Taisvis, we assume she's a Psula, but the husband assumes she's a see the Gemara. The Ikim Maknamas Nisim, the Sulam of the Shabbosim and Sulam Suvasamana, they went to the Sulam, Sulam and the Sunak, and Mishkachas law to the Shabbat Sulam of my Nibala, Amarab. So Rabbi said, aha, so I say, man, it's because this is from Nisabul of Suvasamana. To Rai again to whom? To the Sheshet, that it's not a Mekatos to accept to knock it down to 100. So the same exact Shakovataria and the same Turutim of Rav Shravya and the opinion of Rav. Okay, Taisus, the beginning of Taisus for Nechosh, talks about whether this would be any different by Eishes Kayim or Eishes Yisrael. This Nechosh Shema Tata Zinsa. The Gemara has the answer, because you can't shubal out. The truth is, the whole Nechosh Shema Tata Zinsa is not to understand in the Gemara. What are the words? You should be Chaysh Shema Tata Zinsa. We learned this whole parak that it's a sex faker. You know what we learned all along? It's a sex faker. Even if you find she's a bu'ula. She's a bu'ula. It's a sex faker. Talk to not talk to by this. So what's the problem? She's with her. What's the kasha of a nefesh shematata zinsa? So what did Rashi do? That pays him an hour. What did Rashi say? Why do you run to bed? It's a sex faker. Rashi said to make a kail. So Rashi here will learn the same way. The nechesh shematakas zinsa. Rashi says, why why don't we make him come to Bezdin? Why is Bar Adav? It won't be Mizbar. So Rashi means, like he said in the Mishnah, let him come to Bezdin, there'll be a Kyle, and maybe Edom will come. So Rashi's good. Taisus, on the other hand, how did Taisus learn the Mishnah? Why do you run to Bezdin? Bezdin ben Aleph? Beishas Kayim. So the easy way out is Taisus will say, this is talking about Beishas Kayim. And Nechish Shemetah is a Zinsa. Beishas Kayim. Nechish Shemetah is a Zinsa. So Taisus says he cannot learn that way. Because we're talking about a Tzuba. What's the sex faker? Beishas Yisrael, what's the sex faker? Maybe... I get a feeling not everyone made a lady this month. Huh? All right? It's coming early now, you should be able to. What's the Svetzveker? What Beit Yisrael, the Svetzveker is, you had it all year. Tatav na tatav by Nisrat. Beit Yisrael, you only have which Sophic? Tatav na tatav, right? By Nisrat, and there's not a second Sophic. Zot Taisvis. But Gabi Tzuba, it's not true. Because by Tzuba, an Eshet Kayin, who's Nensa Tachtav, still gets a Tzuba. She's Taka also Labayla. But she still gets a Tzuba, because it's not her fault. Someone was Mahanis, so she got married. And someone was Mahanis, so it's true she becomes also 200. It's not her fault. So remember, she still gets a Tzuba of 200. This is what Taisa says. So Hayai, she still gets a Tzuba of 200. So it's a regular sex fake, even by Yeshus Kai. That's what Taisa says. Is a sex fake a mighty mammon? Are we mighty mammon from a sex fake? We had Taisa's test on his days, who said that a sex fake is mighty mammon. That was the chid mechudish to Taisa's test on his days, that a sex fake could be mighty mammon. This Taisa seems to be saying exactly the same thing. That an Eshus Kayim could get a ksuba, even if she's a bula. How could she get a ksuba? Because it's sex sake. It got to be the ksuba. She's also to husband. But she still gets a ksuba. Why? Because maybe it wasn't tachta, and she gets a ksuba. Maybe it was tachta. And even if it was tachta, maybe it was bindus. So our taisis is when she tassayah, taisis tesam and beis. Just like taisis tesam and beis said, a sex sake is making mammon. Can get a ksuba. Our Taisus also says sex fake is my team. Push pshat to this Taisus. Now let's see. You have to chaz a shir from Testament days. Let's see if it makes sense. If whatever we said there on Taisus makes sense here. When we said on Testament days that sex fake is my team, we mentioned three or four sheets. The baker three sheets. Now, Marie Ben Leiv held that it's taka true, taisa shitas, and sex fakers make you money. If that's so, everything's good. Our taisa also holds sex fakers make you money. No problem. The Shev Shmaita said, normally a sex faker is not make you money. But a tsuba is different, because a woman is considered a muzik, or a muzakas, and a tsuba. So when she gets a ksuba because of a sex faker, that's not called being mighty. Because every woman gets a ksuba when she gets married. Instead of the mozekes and her ksuba. So you know why she could take with a sex faker? The reason she could take with a sex faker, really normally a sex faker is not mighty much. Like you said, sex faker is metam raiv, and ain't hafim no menachar raiv. So the Shev Shmaita holds that really a sex faker is not mighty moment. Because a sex faker is right and ain't off the moment I got it right. Why on Testament days is the sex faker mighty moment? Because she's a mulzeket. Suba, what is considered mulzeket? If so, our place is also good. Here also, in Eshes Kayin, she got married. At the wedding, she got a suba. She's mulzeket. Now the husband Tainis Bu'ulat, that's observant sausage. But Taisus is still a sex faker. Maybe Takla, maybe not Takla. Maybe Yenis, maybe not. So therefore, she's a Mubzakeh, so with a Svek Svek, she can get a Ksuba. Sheshmait is also there. There was a Shita in between the Mariba Leib and the Sheshmait. That was the Shach. The Shach in the Sefer Tarpei Kayin. And that Tesamit Beis, he learns the chat in Tesamit Beis. It's solid. Because really, the Svek Svek is not my Tzimah. Like almost everyone was. Svek Svek is not mighty mom. And really, a Ksuba, you consider to be a mighty. However, the Shach says, why on Tesamit Beis could you turn to be a Ksuba to Svek Svek? But the Shach Ksuba is totally in whether she's mutter to her husband. Any woman that's muteres to her husband is a Ksuba. A woman that does something that makes her asr to her husband does not get a ksuba. The male, Dr. Shach. If you have a case where a man says bu'ula, man says hesapsuah mitas, and the psak is in dinei iser that she's mutter to her husband because of a sex cycle. So she's mutter to her husband. Once she's mutter to her husband, that itself means that you have to give a ksuba. So that it's not the svek sveka that's mighty mammon. A svek sveka can be mighty mammon, even by ksuba. But a svek sveka could say a woman is muteres to her husband. And once she's muteres to her husband, as a result of that, anytime a woman is muteres to her husband, she's entitled to a ksuba. That was the Shach's. The Shach's Shita on Tesamit Beis. So again, according to the Shach, when is a sex fake a mighty mamin? Only where she's muteris to her husband. Since she's muteris to her husband, therefore she gets a ksuba. Later, the Shach is Shver, Shef Shmaitzi Yitzis Kasha, the Seifler, Shver from our Taisis. What's our Taisis? It's Eishas Kayim. Eishas Kayim. The husband says she's a bu'ula. Is she going to be mutter to her husband? Eishes Kayin can be asked to her husband. Why? Because two sages, maybe Tachta, maybe not Tachta. It's good. It's not Tachta, she's Tachta mutter to her husband. Second subject. Maybe Einus, maybe Ratzin. 1 minute. Maybe Einus, maybe Ratzin. A Kayin is asked to her husband, to his wife, no matter what, whether it's Einus or Ratzin. So in our Gemara, in our Taisvis, by Eishes Kayin, it's Taka Svek Svek. But that Svek Svek doesn't make him a Tzvah. Because the Eishes Kayin is also to her husband, even if she's an Eishes. Yet, Taisvis learns that she gets a Ksuba. Why does she get a Ksuba? She's also to her husband. Svek Svek is not my Tzvah. And here she's asura to her, because the whole Shach Teretz falls off. The whole Shach Teretz falls off. Okay, just to make it a little simpler, the Shaila of Svek Svek is Leitzi Mamin, that we had on Tesamit Beis. The Shaila whether you can get money with a Svek Svek, we're saying now, the Shach is saying no. Svek Svek is never Leitzi Mamin. On test by Eishes Yisrael, the reason the Svek Svek gets a Ksuba is because she's mutter to her husband. Which makes a lot of sense by Eishes Yisrael. By Eishes Yisrael, it makes sense. Since she's mutter to her husband, therefore she gets a Ksuba. But then you have a problem here. Here Taisus is saying by Eishes Kayin, she's entitled to a Ksuba because of a Svek Svek. She's entitled to a Ksuba because of a Svek Svek. What do you mean she's entitled to a ksuba because of the sex sake? We don't go about the mom in this sex sake. And here, she's not mutter to her husband. Her husband's a kayin. She's not mutter because kayin is asr. So the whole Shach Teretz falls off by us. So with this, the Shef Schweitzer says that he doesn't understand the Shach Teretz, and he goes on to his own shita that you're a Muslim in the ksuba. Rabbi Shmuel Levitz has a, it's really a simple teretz, just you have to follow all the levels through. He says a nice teretz on this place. Try to figure out how to say it the simplest way that would hold everybody. What do you say to the shachs? Shachs, you say that a woman loses her tzuba. Why? Well, what's the lumbus? When does a woman not get a tzuba? She did something. Or a chesha, she did something to destroy her marriage. She's a ba'ula. Why does a woman lose her ksuba? The Panch Malevitz uses the lashon she pagma the ishusa. She was pagan. She ruined the ishus, the relationship. If we think she was nibala, the woman is nibala tachas her husband, pagma the ishusa. She loses her. She loses it. When we find that she's a ba'ula, with Chayshish, that Pagba Bishusa, that she ruined her relationship. So we want, she should lose that Ksuba. Why should she get a Ksuba? It's a sect, it's a Safik, maybe Pagba Bishusa. So Taisa says no. And this is Lady Shachman's Taisa, this on Dav Taz. She wasn't Pagba Bishusa, she's Mutter to her husband. She's still Mutter to him. If she's Mutter to her husband, so that's called like Pagba Bishusa. So since she's mutter to her husband, so Manila, by Pagma Shusa, she's a paraglossa. By Aishas Kayim. The husband walks in and says she's a ba'ula. So now, what are we going to paskin? Is she mutter to her husband? Aishas Kayim. She's off the block. Now she says, I would like a ksuba. The sex take a look, I've been a ksuba. I want a ksuba. So the kasha is, we should tell you you're not entitled to a ksuba. You also to your husband. She could answer what? What could she answer?
My husband
had
made me
I was plaguing the issue, so I ruined our relationship. I mean, I ruined it. But I didn't violate any issues. I'm the Obama. Your chayshish is sex sake. Why am I asking? Because he's a kayan. And if possible, I was nanas. So, because he's a kayan, and if possible, I was nanas, that's not pagma b'ishusa. Not oinus is not, and the fact that he's a kayan is not our fault.
It's didn't this ksuba that were handling between him and her, not him and her alone.
But he only loses the ksuba if, because of her maisim, she became asatan. If because of what she did, he became also yes. Here, it's not because of what she did. It's because we're misopic, maybe she was nanas, and nanas is also to a kaya. That's a din that has nothing to do with pagma b'ishus. Not possible it was tachta, but not tachta, but possible. Well, one of the sfeikas is that it was an oinus. That's why she's also. And bottom line, that's what makes her also. If he wouldn't be a kaya, she'd be mutter to him. So the name of the whole kasha on the shach falls off. The whole lumdus of the shach is, if she's mutter to her husband, she doesn't lose her ksuba. You're saying, here she's also to her husband, that's the kasha on the shach. Yeah, she's also to her husband for different reasons. She's also to her husband because if she was nanas, since he's a kayin, she'll be also there. That's not a reason to lose a ksuba. That's not pagma b'ishusa. When you're done on the ksuba itself, she should be entitled to a ksuba. Because it's only a sex maker. If she ruined the issue, she did anything to the marriage. Aye, Bezin's passing the officer. Bezin's passing the officer for a reason. Passing the officer because of because he's a kayin and then so
it's awesome. She liked to do something that ruined the ksuba.
What did she do?
If she was married to Israel, then no problem, but she was.
You have to bear in mind, Nensa doesn't make a woman lose her ksuba. If you had have Aiden, then Nensa, she'd be Aser, and she'd get this ksuba. Nesha's Kayin, that's Nensa, gets a ksuba. Right? One of the two sveikis is that Nensa It should be entitled to a ksuvim by a kain through the eidim. So tzafik eidim, tzafik rotzen. On the side of rotzen, she's not a kain. The side of eidim, she is. So that side of eidim, even though she's a soul of eidim, she's still be entitled to a ksuvim. She follows this rule. Right, so she's going to follow the rules of the asatim. But why should she lose the ksuvim? She made the asatim because she was bad. She was wrong. She has to remember, our case is she claims she's a ksuvim. The husband says he's a bull. So they're getting a thin on. So the psak is, Aisha's kain, if one sapphic, you're awesome. The psak of one sapphic, you're awesome. But she could say, look, she really is a basula, she claims. But she could say, look, I might have been a Mizana Barasan, might be a Mizana Barasan. Right? It could be either one. It could be not Tata, in which case I get a suit. Even with Tata, might be Ainis, might be Rasan. If it was Rasan, I don't get a suit. If it was Ainis, I do get a suit. Even though I'm also to you. The fact that I'm asking you has nothing to do with me ruining the tzuma. That has to do with the fact that you're a kayin. I was nervous. Not that she blames him for being a kayin. She's saying the tzad is, one side of Isra is that I was an Inus. If I was an Inus, I'm still entitled to the tzuma. So you can't tell me that because you're asking to me, I don't get a tzuma. You're asking to me doesn't mean I don't get a tzuma. The reason you're asking to me is 50-50. It could be Rasa and I don't get it. That's why it could be Inus. On the side of Inus, I should be entitled. It's true, I don't mean that she could tie it. Given she once she says psula, she can't say a second time. All I mean to say is that when Bezdin judges this, Bezdin looks at the ksuba as a sex faker. As a sex faker, if she did something to be pagan bishusa. I don't mean that she physically tied it. I mean that's how Bezdin looks at it. That's how Bezdin judges. Anyway, this is Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitz's teretz on the Shev Shemai. On the Shach. My main purpose in repeating it, I told you this earlier in the year, that when you have something that repeats itself, it's a reminder. We start to forget things. Even though we spend time on sex fakalites, imamim, even chazed it, but it becomes a distant memory. What you need to do is the chazer on Tesamid Beis, the Sheetis and Sex Fakalite Imamim. That's the main thing. So say we have the chazer of the Sheetis, and you'll see right away how this all plugs into Tysis. It's one paragraph in the stipple, the last paragraph in that simon, the simon ches in the old prints and the alpha in the new ones, the last paragraph in Eis Aleph of the stipple, and you should take the time to chazer, especially if you didn't follow. I assume to a certain degree that you can remember it. If you don't, go back. And chazer these sheetahs, take the time. No problem, you don't have enough time, but now hopefully, come a little earlier, you have enough time. It's not that the idea anymore. You know, and you should be chazering these nefashim. You see right away how it's pleasant. Now let me remind you one other thing, which you will remember. Better. The Rambam Shita in Chuppah is Yichud HaRei Lobiya, right? The Rambam Shita is that Chuppah is Yichud HaRei Lobiya. So that's why we do a Yichud Rum. We do a Yichud Rum because we need a Yichud HaRei Lobiya, Rambam Shita. This Gemara on the bottom of Yud Aleph on the days, the Chayra makes no sense like the Rambam. The Gemara says, Nisis and Yesh Lo Eidim Shalai Nisdara. Those words make sense? Nisuin. Katsar Yishol Shem Nisuin. V'yesh Eidim Shalai Nisdara. The other words. Katsar Yishol Shem Nisuin. V'yesh Eidim Shalai Nisdara. The Pashtus Rambam. This makes no sense. It's not physically possible to have Nisuin and to have Eidim Shalai Nisdara. Because Nisuin means that it was a Yichud. The kasha that everybody asks on the Rambam. So according to Reb Naftali, it's good. What did Reb Naftali say? If you like the Rambam, there are two steps in the suin. Without Reb Naftali, is there another way? How? We assume Yichud HaRei Lobiya means a private Yichud.
Was
right there were people in the room, there were no people in the room. Lay Nistera. Yesh Leidim Shalay Nistera, the Gemara says. The same Idami. Yesh Leidim Shalay Nistera. Yesh Leidim Shalay Nistera, how you can explain.
Second pair of
Eidim,
second pair of
Kantabi Kodim.
Second pair of
Eidim. One Eidim for the Eidim for the Eidim.
Second pair of
Eidim
for
the Eidim. You could. You still don't have Eidim Shalay Nistera. Could be a missing Eidim Shalay Nistera that you could have. What? Yeah, I understand. You hold it that there are two steps to the suah, it's answered. The question is if this force is the case. I just wonder, what would the Rambam hold? Let's say Chas and Kala go into a yichud room. As far as they know, it's a yichud. And really, secretly, there are two people watching them in the yichud room. They're looking through the keyhole or a one-way mirror or something, right? Would that be a chuppah? We say you need a yichud haroi labiyah. What does that mean? Does that mean that klapi shmaya galia it has to be yichud arayi labia? Or does it mean to them it has to be a yichud arayi labia? That's true. One second. I'll tell you that in a second. But what I need to say is even if you hold you need a private yichud, is the vart that he and her have to think it's a private yichud? Or is the vart that klapi shmaya galia has to be private? If you learn, and it's mistaver, that it's enough that they feel, what is, it has to be a yichud. What does rayla biya mean? Rayla biya means that they're comfortable to do biya. So they think it's a yichud. It's smarter to say that maybe that's also good. It's so doichik to set it right in such a far-fetched case. Sefer HaMakne, Haka learns from Agamara, he brings Agamara. He said, Yichud Arayi Labiyah, if there are two people in the room, it doesn't matter. It's still private. Private just means Bafuke, the whole island is there. Two people in the room, it's not. It's a Shver Shita, but that's how that Makna learns into the room. Okay, so I'll go on, and this is the Rambam Shita. We have two more lines of Gemara. Mandi Masin La Abraisa Koshke Namastisin. There's no Mastaiki. So Mandi Masin La Amastisin. Abraisa Laim Shem Damati Omala Anah Eidim Samchi. Price is a bigger chiddush because you could say I'm not I ate him samchi, so therefore you could tie the mekatos. You could say I'm not I ate him samchi. The pashtus hagemara, mashu tulishay nisagyu. Pashtus certainly mashu not like Rabbi Kiva Eger, but the tulishay nisagyu, and that's the pashtus of the Beis Shmuel. Who says the tulishay nisagyu? Let me just fill you in on what I'm planning to do here. First of all, you're going to have to get used to learning a little more quickly. I know I had you in the flow in Davav Zayin and Ches. In Ches, we got bogged down in Yeravos. We are going to learn for the rest of this week till the Mishnah on the Yom Beis, which means that the two next Gemaras are easy Gemaras. So I have two more Shiurim. I went from Mishnah to Mishnah twice. And then, Sunday, Monday, we're going to Chazer. The two blocks from Yudam is based. And the main thing I want very much you should be Matzliach and Chazara, as I discussed when we had the Mishnah on your days, four Yisaitis Nikashailis regarding Tzuba. And then we had, I think it was five Shiurim on Ger Katan, which I would like you to Chazar. Yesterday's Shira Mekachtos is also something you should try to have a Kenyan in. You should know everything, but these are Yisaitis Nikashailis things. Then on Tuesday, from Yudbeis on Yudbeis to the end of the parak is one last sugya, which goes for many Mishnayos, but it goes to other things, but it's basically one Indian. I'd like you, please, I beg you to put in the time. I know it's final season also, but I always feel like it never bothers me if somebody has to miss a Seder because he's busy studying. It doesn't bother me. When people waste time, and that's what bothers me. You have to be trained not to waste time. And I suspect that coming late in the morning has more to do with wasting time than for studying. Maybe for some of you the other way, but generally. Varaya has nothing to do with when college is in or college is out. And so please try to buckle down with coming on time in the morning. You have a lot to do. That means tomorrow I want to get to the next Mishnah. So put in the time. Please put in the time. Make sure you're holding with me. And